The South Island streak of no COVID-19 community cases ended over the weekend, prompting discussions about how to reduce further spread. The unvaccinated person flew from Rotorua to Blenheim late last week before testing positive. Already there's been calls for travellers to the South Island to have a pre-departure test and to be vaccinated. Our reporter Tess Brunton has more.
So far, three contacts of the Blenheim cases have returned negative results and no one else has tested positive. But Marlborough accommodation provider Shane Ruffin says it's been a wake-up call after close to a year with no COVID in the South Island. He's already noticing the impact of the Blenheim case on his businesses. He offers about 250 beds to backpackers and RSE workers and was preparing for a boost over the Labour weekend.
No one's come into the region. Like, we were actually quite gobsmacked that we had no contact, no calls or nothing to look for any accommodation at all, which previously, even though COVID's been around for quite some time now, we'd still have people making inquiries and things like that, whereas we just had nothing.
He thinks only allowing vaccinated people in could be a good idea.
I probably would support that because, I mean, the government have said 90% is the vaccination rate until things open up and we can't really do a lot about that. You know, if we can encourage anyone to get vaccinated and if that means you can't travel to and from the South Island without a vaccination, you know, we'd happily support that. We're not in a position to turn people away from our accommodation if they haven't been vaccinated because it's just revenue we can't find elsewhere.
The Mayor of Marlborough District, John Leggett, is pleased no further cases have been reported in his district.
There's sensible people out there that follow the rules. There's some that don't think it's going to affect them, don't think it's going to affect our community. And it's those people we really need to target to let them know in very clear terms this is a potential health crisis in our region, as it is right through the country. So being vigilant, following the rules, it's been a very good reminder for us locally here in Marlborough.
He's not so keen on travel to the South Island being restricted to only those vaccinated.
I've heard that from a few people. I mean, vaccination itself, I'd prefer to see testing before they hopped on the plane if there was a way of achieving that. But look, we know how easily this has spread down through the North Island from the Auckland region, and it's made its way into the South Island with the case we've had here over the weekend. So there's always the potential for that to happen.
Carl and Top is the general manager for High View Apartments in Queenstown and Marina Terrace Accommodation in Wanaka. She hopes the Blenheim case will lead to more people getting vaccinated and less complacency in the South Island. Ms. Top says vaccine mandates would be a nightmare logistically, but she could see it eventually being used for some domestic travel.
We need to look further afield at what we need to put in place to be able to open up to all of New Zealand, to be able to carry on with life and start living with it in the community, but B, to be able to open up internationally again as well.
When asked if vaccination entry could be on the cards, COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins had a simple response.
We're not proposing to cut the South Island off from the rest of the country.
Any residents in Marlborough, Nelson and Tasman with symptoms are being asked to get tested.